It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I sure hope you'll join me, and Libby Denkman will be with me tonight at 8 o'clock once the polls close in California for our live coverage of the statewide returns here on KPCC. NPR's live coverage of Super Tuesday starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon. NPR with their continuing coverage. You'll hear what's happening in states like Texas and Virginia, North Carolina, Colorado, so many large states with very important returns and many delegates that are at stake in the Democratic primary. So that's 5 o'clock, NPR's coverage. Libby and I will be joining you at 8 o'clock right here on 89.3 and going until late in the evening with our statewide returns. Well, there's a new bill in Sacramento that, as we speak, is being modified because of concerns expressed by entertainers in the adult industry, adult video and other adult forms of performance. The initial version of the bill would have created a registry of adult performers. They would have been fingerprinted, had background checks, and then would have had to go through an educational program to get a license. But workers in the adult industry were very critical of it, so the process is being changed. With us is the assembly member whose bill it is, Christina Garcia, Democrat of Bell Gardens. Assemblywoman Garcia, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand the bill is in flux right now, but let's just start with the basics. What is it intended to do?
Thank you for that. I think AB 2389 is just trying to find a way to make sure that employees know their rights and that they're protected. We are really early in the process. We have through the end of August to negotiate this, and I just really hope that all the stakeholders come to the table. I think we all have the common interest of making sure that folks know their rights and they're protected.
And I'm sure you understand why there was concern about a state registry and what that might mean to performers' privacy and all that. Are you okay with letting those aspects of the bill go?
We've actually already amended that out. I will say, you know, I inherited this process along the way. The language came to me and we had a deadline. But I take all of the comments seriously from the different folks and the different stakeholders or anyone in the industry. And so we have amended that out. We want to make sure that right now the bill's speaking about some basic training about your rights, some basic training to identify things like human trafficking and so forth, similar to what we do with janitors, similar to what we do with state employees. I did a bill related to hotel workers about training them in the past about human trafficking. So I think for me, that's the general goal of where I'm going. The comments and the criticism is helpless. They're trying to find common ground and hopefully get to a bill that helps protect everyone and makes sense for the industry.
And would this apply to everyone who's working in the sex industry, whether the work is legal or not, or just people working primarily in the adult video industry where they can legally do that?
I mean, if it's not legal, right, we don't want to, that's, I think, a separate space. We're talking about things that are legal out there. I would say that we are discussing what is the definition of performer, who does it include. Right now, it includes dancers, it includes web performers, it includes porn stars. It's pretty wide. There's a discussion of whether it should include the production individuals, for example, the folks who are behind the camera, who might also, you know, benefit from being able to identify human trafficking. And so really early in the process, you know, we want to make sure that the stakeholders are here at the table and we're talking about who could be the different folks who could help ring an alarm when we do have a problem. And who could be the folks to make sure, hey, we are using best practices, you know, and let's treat this industry with dignity like any other industry.
We're talking with Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, Democrat of Bell Gardens and surrounding communities. I'd like to hear from you. If you work in the adult industry, what do you think of the idea of specific education that everyone would get, ways of dealing with concerns about trafficking, protecting the rights of people who are working in this industry? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. Also with us is the person who proposed this bill, Amanda Golisarian, who's union secretary and founder of the International Entertainment Adult Union. Ms. Golisarian, thank you for being with us. What is your ideal here? Because I understand you're also looking to amend what you originally proposed. What's the end point you want to get to?
Our standpoint, or my standpoint, it's just a safety course. Right now, when you go into the business, everything is very confusing. Our rights are confusing. Our taxes are confusing. Everything is just confusing. And so this is just a way so we could educate everybody. Everybody could be on the same page and that we know what our rights are and what our rights aren't.
And why wouldn't the union be the place, your union, to do that as opposed to having a state mandate and the state's involvement in that process?
Well, because if you have the option, most people, do you have the option to be educated on those things and not to be educated? Most of the time, you're not going to have the time or the will or the willingness to get educated just because you're too busy or you're going on with your own life. But this has to be something that's state mandated because every industry, whether you're a construction worker or you work in the mainstream industry, no matter what you do, there is some kind of safety course, some kind of education. And us walking into the sex industry, that's not there. And it desperately, as a film worker myself, it needs to be.
We're talking with Amanda Golisarian, founder of the International Entertainment Adult Union. She proposed this bill, which was introduced by Assemblywoman Christina Garcia. Also with us is the president of the Adult Performers Actors Guild, a union which is based in the San Fernando Valley. It's a chapter of the International Entertainment Adult Union that was founded by Amanda. Alana Evans, thank you for being with us. Do you see any space for the state in here at all? Or are you opposed to the state being involved in this process?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. We actually, as a group, the Adult Performer Actors Guild and our performers, we oppose the bill simply because a lot of this background, education, information, resources, support, it already exists. Ourselves as APAG, we have an entire area on our website that includes everything from STD information, abuse information. We work with organizations like Pineapple Support that have created a complete system to direct performers to mental health services. We also work with Free Speech Coalition to work with producers and the industry itself to prepare performers. They have an amazing program called RISE that intercepts performers as they're coming into the industry, pairs them with actual other performers so we can guide them through. What we see this is not only an unnecessary breach for the government to have to get involved in, it will come at massive cost to the taxpayer. At $200 a day for a 9-person board, at the end of the year, you're looking at $468,000. And at this time, Amanda is suggesting an additional set of amendments that would require 15 people on that board. You're looking at $1.1 million just in cost to pay these people to do a job that's already being done within the industry for free. And to deal with this, our union, we're actually 80% of the way of creating our own educational program.
Alana Evans, what's your sense, though, of the percentage of adult performers who actually avail themselves of the educational program and the resources that your union provides? How many are being missed? Because Amanda Golisarian is saying that there are a lot just don't bother with this. They don't really know their rights.
Well, Amanda isn't exactly involved in the day-to-day issues. So as APAG, we see it all. We are the hands-on group that deals with performers. So I know 100%. Performers come to us daily in droves with questions, with information, asking for support. So they want to be educated. No one in this industry comes in saying, I don't care how it works. I don't want to know. They come because they'd like to make money and they'd like to actually do well. So performers are 100% looking for those resources, and that's why they exist.
All right. When we come back, I want to ask you about what you do in specific instances where a performer comes and raises an issue about treatment by a production entity, how the union follows up in a case like that. We're talking with Alana Evans, who's the president of the Adult Performers Actors Guild. Also with us, Amanda Golisarian of the International Entertainment Adult Union, Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, whose bill we're discussing. And again, if you are a performer, you work in the adult video or do cam work or some other sort of legal sex work, for lack of a better term, what do you think about the state being involved in some way, shape, or form with mandatory education, licensure, or even a registry? 866-893-5722. Back in 1 minute. On this California primary day and Super Tuesday, just want to remind you, we'll have live coverage from NPR beginning at 5 this afternoon, right here on KPCC. Then our politics reporter Libby Denkman joins me as we'll be covering all the returns coming in from throughout California on this huge day. California, of course, by far the most number of delegates that will be assigned as a result of our state primary. But there are other big states, Texas also, huge numbers of delegates, North Carolina, Colorado, Virginia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, all part of Super Tuesday. So you'll be getting comprehensive results from NPR and Libby and me bringing you the results here on KPCC. That's throughout the night until late in the night. We're working overtime for you, and we hope you'll tune in and join us. Also want to mention, we have a very special Air Talk this Friday, our 10 o'clock hour, live from our Crawford Family Forum. Libby will be joining me along with a full panel of political analysts talking about the results of Super Tuesday in the California primary and what's to come as we move later into the political year. You can reserve your space. It's, of course, free at our Crawford Family Forum. Love to see you there. Go to kpecc.org/in-person to reserve your space for our special Friday live 10 o'clock hour in front of an in-person audience in our Crawford Family Forum here at KPCC. Right now, we're talking about Assembly Bill 2389, introduced by Assemblymember Christina Garcia of Bell Gardens and surrounding communities. The bill is in process right now. It's being amended after serious concerns were raised about adult performers who felt that there were intrusions in privacy, that it was unnecessary, and that it duplicated efforts that were already being carried out by unions representing adult performers, like the Adult Performers Actors Guild. The president is Alana Evans. Ms. Evans, if you have a performer that comes to you and says, hey, I just did a shoot and I really felt like I was pressured to do things I didn't want to do physically. It was not, you know, what I thought I was agreeing to. What sorts of follow-up is your union able to do with a complaint like that?
That's a great question. And actually, we have stepped in situations when this has occurred and dealt with it in a few different ways. Automatically, we have a lawyer, James Felton. He is incredible. He works for our union for free. So he will work with the performer, work with the production company. We have gone to file complaints against them. Performers have walked away with financial awards against companies when issues have happened. And then we work with those companies to make sure that those issues don't occur again. We have performers that will come directly to us. We have fans who will see performers say things online. They will send them our way. We have created such an incredible report system, whether it's online, via phone, through our website, through social media, through direct messages, that we're able to help and get involved anytime there's an issue.
All right. Alana Evans, president of the Adult Performers Actors Guild. Also with us is Antonia Crane, who is a stripper and a sex worker, has been doing it for 26 years, and she is one of the leaders of Soldiers of Pole, the California Exotic Dancers Union, which is an effort to unionize dancers throughout California. Antonia, thank you for joining us again. Do you see a role for the state with education or in some way protecting the rights of people in the adult industry?
Hi, good morning. I'm with Alana, and I say kill the bill. we at Soldiers of Pull want to kill the bill because it just seems like a money grab dressed up like safety. But we really think it further criminalizes all sex workers, that is an entirely feminized workforce. I mean, it's demeaning and insulting to think that we need some sort of safety training. I mean, would you tell your proctologist to take a training and to register his name? I mean, this really leaves sex workers who are deeply stigmatized vulnerable to affecting their housing in a negative way, jobs, resources, and allies and other support due to stigma. So we really feel like we're against all registering or policing or any state mandated training. It's ridiculous.
All right, Antonia, thank you. Well, of course, you know, if you're talking about a physician, the example you gave, they have all kinds of mandatory training and licensure and that goes along with that. Let me go back to Assemblymember Christina Garcia. So I know this is, none of this is new for you because you and your staff have been hearing these complaints. Do you think that, you know, given all this, that there's still a need for a bill in some way, shape, or form?
I will say that we are hearing from folks who are in the industry who are saying that they feel that they need this information. Again, this bill came from folks who are also in the industry and part of this bigger umbrella. Just like any other industry, there's lots of places where the state intervenes to guarantee that there is training. Teachers get training also, right? We have a union. We don't always know how to access that. And so there's mandates from the state also along the way to make sure that we keep ourselves safe and our students safe. So I think there is a role. I think that the commentary has been productive and I welcome it. I welcome folks to come to the table. I think that the idea, we have an industry that's vulnerable. We have an industry that should not be stigmatized, that should be respected. I think we have that common ground out there, but we know that there is abuse. I want to commend the Adult Performers Actors Guild for the work that they're already doing to train, to do outreach, to make sure people are informed that there are resources for them out there and they're trying to protect them. And I'd like to be able to expand on that to make sure that everyone's aware of their rights out there and know where to reach out for training, know where to reach out for help. And so I hope that we can find a common ground. The state often steps in to make sure that all employees are protected and know their basic rights out here. I do not want to create a system that, you know, targets folks in a way that their privacy is violated or they're going to be using housing. And so I hope that they engage in a conversation. I think there's a lot of good experience from what some of these groups are already doing to make sure that we're doing it across the board and everyone is aware. And it becomes a good step into making sure that workers know that there's resources out there that are even tied to these unions and so that they are better able to access folks that are out there working for them.
Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, thank you for being with us, talking about your bill, AB 2389. Tristan in Altadena called and says, I worked as a performer and director in the adult industry until 2014. I'm still in touch with many who work in the industry. I don't want the state to have any involvement in this. That's Tristan in Altadena. My thanks to all of our guests. We have much more to come in the second hour of Air Talk.